Fans, I have just been told in my headset that Rick Righteous has demanded an interview with X-Zone's roving reporter, Candace Hoffman. And although I don't want to leave our live shot of Derek Park sprawled out on the floor, we have absolutely no choice. Now, fans, I know we just promised you an update on the injury concerning the immortal Jack Craven, but at this time, we need to confirm the news we just received. And hopefully by the end of this match, we'll be able to provide you, the fans of WWA, with that update. Until then, Candace Hoffman, the show is all yours.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. Once again, I'm your sexy on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman. And standing right here beside me, live and in living color, is the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous. Rick, some of the Black Knight fans are calling you a secretly controlled puppet of the system. What are your thoughts on that issue?
When will these fools ever learn? The Messiah is God's gift to wrestling. In fact, the Messiah is God. The Messiah is GOAT, the greatest of all time. I am the very best. Mike Kavanaugh is your last rites.
Rick, as the greatest of all time, if you had one thing to say to Mike Kavanaugh before your match, what would it be?
Don't try praying to your God now, because I won't show you any forgiveness. You were warned. Now I'm about to fuck you up.
Tell us, Rick. Rick, excuse me. Rick, how dare you walk away from me? I'm Candace Hoffman, damn it. You arrogant prick. Let's wrap this up, guys. I'm Candace Hoffman, and one thing's for sure. If it involves Rick Righteous, it won't be on this show. Back to your promo.
Well, living up to his name once again, Rick Righteous has proved that whether he's in his hometown or not, no one's going to tell our World Heavyweight Champion what to do and when to do it. With the Messiah out of the way, let's go to the ring for the introductions of our co-main event.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is scheduled for one fall and will be for the unification of the BACW and International Heavyweight Championship belt. The winner of this contest will be crowned WWE's number one contender and heavyweight champion. Making his way to the ring, standing 6'7" tall and weighing in at 212 pounds, he comes to us from Mexico City, Mexico, and he is your 2004 Hall of Fame winner and also the BACW heavyweight champion. A man who needs no introduction the world over. He is the Mexican maniac in some parts, the Latin prince in others. He is Latino Fury. He is a man without fear. He is La Contra.
Flipping over the top rope as more golden confetti falls from the Staples Center ceiling, Sombra makes his way to the top of the turnbuckle, undoing his BACW heavyweight title from around his waist. Holding it high up into the air, you can hear the fans' response with a gigantic show of approval. Fans, it's no secret, Julio Rodrigo de Hoyos wants to prove to us, the fans, and the announcers, and the world for that matter, that Lee Real can't beat him. Whatever Lee Real tosses at him, La Sombra's gonna withstand it, including all the cheap tricks, the brass knuckles, the Van Canadator, the high impact moves, and all the counters in Lee Real's arsenal. Whether or not that can be done, well, that's gonna be up to this man.
And his opponent. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the Real Epic Show. Making his way down to the ring without his trusty sidekick or publicist Madison, he weighed in tonight at a usual slim, trim, jack, stack, 252 pounds of pure wrestling entertainment. He is your role model, your party host. He is the international wrestle god of WWA. He's the one, the only, absolute
Let's go, Lee Real!
As the lights dim and Lee Reel's entrance music begins to play over the house speakers, you can see the red and white spotlights dancing all over the arena. As the fans begin to call out Lee Reel's name, here he comes, the curtain parts, and out onto the stage comes Mr. International himself. Tonight, folks, Lee Reel is wearing black pants and sporting a WWA International Heavyweight Championship that, my God, has a Canadian symbol strapped right across the front faceplate. Look at that. What an arrogant SOB, but you gotta love the arrogance coming from this young man from Canada. Striking the pose, here is a pyrotechnic display. Going up behind him and down the aisle comes Lee Reel, wearing the best game face that I've seen Lee Reel wear since coming back to WWA. Sliding into the ring, Lee Reel climbs the aprons and flips into the center of the logo with a somersault, and my God, listen to the crowd support Reel. Picking up his title and raising it high above his hair, Lee Reel walks right over to Sombra, and he's attempting to shake the Mexican Maniac's hand. Sombra comes into the middle of the ring, extending his hand. Oh, you arrogant shit! Sombra just drove his boot into the midsection of Lee Reel and cranking down on the overhook. Sombra moves with a killer DDT right in the center of the ring. Arrogant kip up by Sombra and smirking downwards towards Lee Reel. La Sombra saunters over to the corner, picking up the ladder and leaning up against the turnbuckle. Yanking Lee Reel up by the arm, Sombra forces Reel into the rungs. Oh, with the full force of a tough love Irish whip. Lee Reel bounces off the ladder and stumbling backwards up and down into a side suplex by La Sombra. And oh, he just dumped Lee Reel right onto the back of his head, and the International Heavyweight Champion, folks, is in trouble early. Sombra turns to recover the ladder and spinning around with the weapon of extreme. Lee Reel, oh, he just surprised Julio by drop kicking the ladder right into his face. That's how quick this absolute Lee Reel is. 1 minute you think he's down, and the next minute he's an offensive juggernaut. Sombra rolls backwards and the ladder slams right on top of him, and Lee Reel isn't waiting for Julio to recover. Charging forward and tumbling into the air, the Canadian. Oh! Nails Canadian Thunder! And it connects, crushing the ladder onto the chest of La Sombra. The impact deflates the lungs of the Mexican Madman, and as a man without fear desperately tries to grasp for air, Lee Reel lowers a snap leg drop across his opponent's throat, adding insult to injury. Lee Reel nods his head, and with the smell of victory in the air, Reel sets up a ladder under both championship belts. As Lee Reel begins to climb, you can see La Sombra fighting to his feet, and now it's La Sombra who is climbing the same ladder from the opposite side. At the apex of the ladder, Lee Reel reaches up for both titles, but Sombra hits him, doubling him over with a hard punch to the stomach. Right cross to the head, wobbles the legs of Lee Reel, and his equilibrium is definitely off. Looping the arm over his head, Sombra arches back in. Here they come! Oh, super punch off the ladder by La Sombra. Well, folks, did that look like it hurt or what? Both men are down on the canvas, and both men are definitely injured, and they are definitely stunned. I'm not sure right now which man is going to emerge from this match as the winner, but as Lee Reel staggers to his feet, I see La Sombra also staggering to his. Lee Reel fires forward with a clothesline from hell, but Sombra ducks, countering with a go-behind. Waist lock and up and over, German suplex stuns Lee Reel, and fans, as this match goes back and forth, you have to wonder, what is someone going to have to do to keep the other man down? With Sombra in control, it's Reel who goes back to the ropes, courtesy of a hard Irish whip. Off the opposite nylon and back into the center of the ring, Sombra goes low and oh! Drop toe hold connects, and did you see Lee Reel's face smack dead right in the middle of the ladder? Oh my God, folks, Lee Reel is caught, and La Sombra is recovering another ladder. Sombra's looking to go for the win, and as Lee Reel wipes the blood from his face, he's starting to get to his feet, and he's calling Sombra's name. Julio turns, Reel spins, and Laminator knocks the tits off of La Sombra, and look at Lee Reel hulking up. Hard punch to the head, forces Sombra back down to the canvas, and Lee Reel is outstunning the top turnbuckle. Into the air, rotating in 450 fashion, Reel comes crashing down on La Sombra, and that has to be all she wrote. Lee Reel is now setting up the ladder, but it's nowhere near the championship belt. Wait a minute, Lee Reel, what are you doing? Why are you begging Sombra to get to his feet? Well, Sombra can't see Reel, and he's getting up on shaky legs, folks. Sombra's turning towards the ladder, which Reel is perched high above. Reel comes flying through the air. He's looking for the finish press. Counter powerbomb from hell by Sombra. And my God, folks, did you see Lee Reel ricochet off the mat? reel and turn fan, and he ends up crawling towards the rope. Something over the middle nylon, the fans get to their feet as La Sombra sprints forward towards reel across the logo. Into the air and spinning through the rope. 4-1-1 connects, and fans, Lee Reel is flat on his back, and he is a blood-soaked mess. Sombra sets up the ladder, and he's starting to climb, and he's a quarter of the way up, and Lee Reel is just starting to stir. I think this might be the end of the match. Sombra's now halfway up, and Lee Reel is now starting at the bottom of the ladder, barely conscious. Sombra's at the top of the ladder, and he's reaching for both belts. Reel is shaking the ladder back and forth, and here comes Sombra. Oh, crashing down into the corner of the ring, and my God, did you see La Sombra collide with the turnbuckle? Lee Reel is getting his second win and ramming the ladder into Sombra's side. The Canadian Wrestle God is back in the saddle again. Tossing the ladder back into the center of the ring, Lee Reel body slams the stage Sombra onto the ladder's rungs, and fans, I can see the confidence now starting to build in absolute Lee Reel's eyes. Lee Reel is calling for the Lion's Halt and arching backwards off the middle ropes. Sombra moves out of the way, and Lee Reel, oh, nothing but an empty pool effect. Runs to the chest, break his fall, and doubling over and kicking his feet. Here comes La Sombra. Oh my God, he just hit the Diablo driver. Wait a minute, folks, and he can't use that move. The Diablo driver was banned from WWA. Lee Reel is convulsing in the center of the ring, and La Sombra is once again going for the title. High above in the air, Lee Reel is fighting to his feet. He's getting up, and he's beginning to shake the ladder. Lee Reel will not be denied. On the top of the ladder, La Sombra is holding on for dear life, and it appears he's going to jump up. Drop kick from the top of the ladder. It just missed Reel, and down goes Sombra out to the logo, and fans, La Sombra just missed that drop kick, and he is definitely hurt. Limping to his feet, Lee Reel drives through La Sombra's face with a killer super kick, and down goes La Sombra with the blood dripping from what appears to be a now broken nose. My God, fans, La Sombra is just not moving, and Lee Reel is now dragging another ladder into the ring. Wait a minute, why is Lee Reel jamming? Why is he jamming Sombra in the folds of the ladder? Reel, just go for the title. You got the match won. Sombra doesn't know which way is up. Setting up the ladder in the corner of the ring, Lee Reel climbs adjacent to the turnbuckle, giving himself the sign of the cross. Lee Reel launches himself into the air, and here comes the pain. Oh my God, reckless abandon. Highlight of the night, and it crushes the Mexican superstar between the folds of the ladder. And I can't believe Lee Reel just did a highlight of the night onto the steel ladder. You've got to be kidding me. Lee Reel is now holding his ribs, and Sombra is spitting up blood and gobs all over the logo, rolling to his side and crawling towards the ladder. Lee Reel, he can still win this match, folks. Making his way onto the rung, can Lee Reel muster up enough strength to take the title from its hook? But Sombra is definitely still in this match, even though he appears to be out cold. Lee Reel starts to climb, and the fans are now standing as Lee Reel reaches the title. He's toying with both of them. He's got the BATW strap in his hand. He's tugging on the international one. It seems to be stuck. He yanks at it. He's falling to the canvas and smashing down on the logo. Lee Reel has both titles in his hand and lying motionless in the center of the ring. Lee Reel is a brand new WEWA International Heavyweight Champion. What a show and what a night for the Canadian Wrestle God.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the contest and new WEWA Heavyweight Champion, Absolutely Real.
Into the ring for the WWA medics, and as they frantically begin to tend to La Sombra, Lee Reel is pushing the doctors out of his way. He's tossing the medical team from the ring. Whoa, Lee Reel. Lee, no, don't try to end Sombra's career. Don't do it, Lee. Don't take your victory like that son of a bitch, Chris Ross. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, folks. Lee Reel is helping Sombra to his feet. He's raising the Mexican madman's hands in a gesture of good sportsmanship, and as Julio Rodrigo de Hoya grimaces from the intense pain shooting through his body, the two embrace, and this place has gone absolutely bananas. why Lee Real and Mascobra are considered mega stars. This is why Lee Real and Mascobra are respected in so many circles. And this is why Lee Real has made history tonight. I tell you, folks, look at these two guys. That's just pure class in that ring. And everything WWE should stand for. As the international fans continue to chant the applause for one of the most fantastic matches of our time, we have to take a break. And when we return, it's going to be Rick Righteous defending his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship against Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. But before that match will begin, we will confirm the horrible, horrible, horrible news about what happened to the immortal Jack Craven. We'll see you in a few.